Hello, this is Zora Daddy. We all have places we retreat to when we want a little privacy. Sometimes these places are emotional, like places in our minds where we can relax with our thoughts and our memories. Other times these places are literal, like perhaps a small closet, where we retreat to, well, for many reasons. This story is titled The Honey Closet, and it is taken from the book entitled Salty and Sweet ABDL Bedtime Stories. I hope that you have a honey closet of your own, and I hope you enjoy listening to this story. If you're listening to it as a bedtime story, I hope you dream big about being little. Every word you will hear is a piece of my heart, mind, and soul. The Honey Closet by Zorro Daddy. Hello, Daddy, she said, waiting to hear the first sound of his voice on the other end of the line. Even though she knew it would only be his voice through a cell phone and not in person, she needed the sound of his timbre at that moment. It was the quiet nights, like this one, when she missed him the most. Just to have him there to hold her, to touch her, and to make her feel warm inside would have meant everything in her little world. Long distance anything had an awful sting to it sometimes. Hello, baby girl, his voice finally said. She quickly turned up the volume all the way to hear him more clearly. I miss you so much, Daddy, she said with a shaky tone. I feel more than alone when you're not here. I feel lost. Where are you right now? He asked gently. In my closet, on the floor, she whispered through her tears. Wishing I had you to take care of me. It's okay, baby girl, he said gently. Daddy's going to help you through this lonely night. I hate being away from you, she said with a sniffle. It hurts so bad. It hurts me too, her daddy said with softness and understanding. Maybe we can do something right now to feel as if we were right next to one another. What? She asked, wiping away the tears from her eyes. Why don't you crawl over to the shoebox in the corner and get out the honey bag? He asked softly. She crawled across the closet floor to the far corner, reaching under the clothing shelf and sliding the shoebox out. She took the lid off and looked inside. Did you find it? He asked. Yes, Daddy, she whispered. Then Daddy wants you to stand up and turn on the camera, he said, as she stood up and turned on the tiny video camera sitting on the top shelf. She spent many phone calls in her closet, talking with him, and about a month ago, he set up a tiny video camera to record her when they talked. And every visit down to see her, they would watch the video it took. Do you have your blanket with you, baby girl? He asked softly. Yes, Daddy, she replied. The soft pink one? He asked. Yes, she answered. Okay. Why don't you spread that out on the rug in the middle? He asked. She spread the pink blanket out in the center of the room and in perfect view of the camera's range. Okay, she said when she was finished. Now, pick up the honey bag and sit in the center of the blanket, he said. She crawled over, picked up the honey bag, and crawled into the center of the blanket, sitting and facing the camera. The honey bag was a little pink satin sack that he always filled with particular things before he would leave each visit. And in the times between his visits, they would use what was in the honey bag while they spoke on the phone. "Now, open the honey bag and pull out each item you find," he instructed. "And make sure to tell me what you find and show each of them to the camera." "Yes, Daddy," she said sweetly. She opened the honey bag, and her eyes grew wide at what she found. She gasped. "What's the first thing you found, baby girl?" he asked. "My pink vibrator," she said quietly as she took it out of the bag, showed it to the camera, and placed it beside her on the blanket. "And what else?" he asked. "The toy handcuffs we bought at the beach this summer." She laughed as she took the handcuffs out, showed them to the camera, and placed them next to the vibrator on the blanket. "And they do the job, don't they?" he asked, joining her in a laugh. "Yes, they do, Daddy," she said emphatically. "Anything else?" he asked. "The pink ribbon collar you made for me," she said, taking it out of the honey bag, showing it to the camera as well, and placing it with the other items on the blanket. "Did you take your bath already?" he asked. "Yes, Daddy," she answered, lowering her chin as a littleness entered her heart. She took the moment to enjoy that little feeling, knowing that soon she will be feeling a little more than just little. "And you're wearing your diaper? And your nighty?" he asked sweetly. "Yes, Daddy," she said with a smile. "And did you fasten the diaper straight?" he asked, knowing her too well. "No, Daddy," she admitted with a giggle. "That's okay. We're about to take care of that," he said. "And your pacifier is nearby?" "Yes, Daddy," she whispered. "Good. Now, Daddy wants you to lie down on your back on the blanket and relax yourself," he said. "Put your phone on speaker and place it next to you." She lied down and put the phone on speaker. "Can you hear me, baby girl?" he asked. "Yes, Daddy," she responded. "Now, place one hand on the bicep of your other arm," he said as she followed his instructions without understanding why. "And now, place the other hand on the bicep of the other arm." "Okay," she said, lying there with crossed arms. "Now squeeze," he said. And she did so, smiling at the long-distance hug he just gave her. "Daddy loves you, baby girl," he said sweetly. "I love you, Daddy," she said quietly. "Now pick up the ribbon collar and attach it around your neck," he said. She reached over and picked up the collar, snapping it into place around her throat. It wasn't tight, but gave just enough pressure to let her know it was there. "Now lift your nightie up so the camera can see you," he said as she lifted her nightie up with a smirk. "Show Daddy the honey. I'm going to be watching this video very soon, baby girl. Heave your chest out and arch that back, young lady." She laughed as she held up her nightie and flashed the camera. "Now, Daddy wants you to cuff your right wrist," he said as she picked up the handcuffs and did so. "And undo the crooked side of your diaper, which I am guessing is the left side, am I correct?" "Yes, Daddy," she admitted with a grin. "Fold the front down so Daddy will be able to see later on," he said as she folded the front of her diaper to the side, revealing her center to the lens. "Now, touch yourself." She parted her legs fully and slid her hand down over her hood and onto the outer lips of her labia as she closed her eyes and bit her lip. "Pick up the pink toy," he said softly as she did so.
"Turn it on."
As she turned it on, she continued following his instructions, trying to keep her excitement inside, for knowing where this was headed. "Slide it inside your peach and tighten yourself around it," he said as she slid the pink toy inside and gasped at the vibrations. "Don't let it slide back out. That's a good girl." Her breathing increased with the wonderful sensations the toy was creating. "Now, put your pacifier in your mouth and stretch your arms up and under the shelf behind you," he said as she abided by his wishes. "Cuff your other wrist behind the shelf leg and close your eyes." She cuffed her other wrist, not thinking that she wouldn't be able to get her hands free later on. Closing her eyes, she listened for his next instruction. "Now, close your knees and don't open them again," he said as she brought her knees together and the toy began to take effect on her. It was then that she realized she wouldn't be able to take the pink toy out without her hands because her hands were cuffed under the shelf. And she wouldn't be able to work the toy out with her thighs should the sensations become too intense, at least not without the camera catching her in the act. So she lied there and concentrated on trying to control the orgasm building inside her. But her body twitched as the toy shifted inside her. She squeezed her thighs as tightly as she could. "Don't fight it, baby girl," he said. "Let it overwhelm you. Let it own you and let it flow freely through you." She quickly began to lose the battle of control. She was a girl who was sensitive to the touch, on the inside as much as the outside. Her body spasmed quickly, and she followed her daddy's directions, not fighting the urge to come. She closed her eyes more tightly as the feeling intensified. She rocked her hips, trying to disperse the feeling elsewhere. But sadness filled her still. For as wonderful as it felt, and for as wonderful as he was being, she still wanted him there. It was a want she refused to let go of. She nursed on her pacifier and concentrated hard on reaching the orgasm, trying not to complain to him anymore, but continuing to whine that he wasn't there. She was beginning to feel that she was making him feel bad. Her orgasm erupted, and her body seized up as she whimpered into her pacifier. And for the incredible feeling now rippling through her body, the thoughts still rippling through her mind were how much she wanted him there, his presence, his scent, his touch, his body. Tears streamed down her face, and she tried not to sniffle so he wouldn't hear it on the phone. Her orgasm took over her energy, and it drained her, but not before she yanked at the toy handcuffs, breaking them and freeing her hands, taking the vibrator out of her peach and tossing it to the side as she covered her face with her hands. "I want to be there with you, baby girl," he said, trying to console her. Tears were pouring out of her eyes, and she sniffled uncontrollably at this point. "Baby girl," he said, "take your hands away from your face and open your eyes." She lowered her hands and opened her eyes as he walked into the center of the closet doorway.
"With that daddy!"
she screamed with elation as her pacifier shot out of her mouth and across the length of the closet. She tried to stand up but couldn't do so without her half-attached diaper falling off. So she knelt back down and tried to reattach the open side. She was so excited that her fingers became all thumbs and she just fumbled with the tapes. He knelt next to her and took hold of her hands. She settled herself and looked up at him. Baby girl, he said with a soft tone to his voice. Just let it fall as it may. Show Daddy the honey. She planted her lips on his as she wrapped her body around him. He stood up, and the diaper fell off the one leg it was still attached to. He carried her out of the honey closet and into the bedroom. The end.